Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. Well, yes, we're back. We want to follow up on how well are you guys doing with the motivational quiz? And have you identified your strengths, right? And are you confident that those strengths that you identified can help you fight the inner Punisher, right? And so we're going to move forward with and create a empowered life evaluator assessment, okay, that we can use. So first we're going to start off with what frustrates you. You're going to give some thought to the next 6 to 8 areas that I will be mentioning. At the beginning of those areas, we are going to provide you with the first statement, and you're asked to create 9 additional statements in that area. For each sentence that is true, give yourself 1 point. This will help us to map out a plan of action to increase and build a solid foundation to get motivated and to get results. You with me? So here's the first area: self-worth. I am a worthwhile person. Add 9 additional statements. Career, business, success. If things don't go my way, I never give up. Add 9 additional statements. Communicating. I am a confident communicator. Add 9 additional statements. Pleasure and fun. I enjoy having fun and relaxing. Add 9 additional statements. Confidence at work and school. I don't doubt my ability to do a good job. Add 9 additional statements. Looking after yourself. I take and exercise at least 3 times a week. Add 9 additional statements. Personal growth. I am constantly learning and growing. Add 9 additional statements. Life purpose. I am in control of my own life and my own destiny. Add 9 additional statements. And we will take a look at your overall scores. You're asked to put your overall scores in the area where you fall short of achieving potential. Then you're asked to write down the most important goal in each of the areas that you are going to include in your plan of action. Now, what jumped out at your after you completed the assessment? I will share with you guys later what jumped out for me. It wasn't very pretty, but it was also disturbing. But in any case, I have courage and I plan to move forward with this, okay? So I'm going to leave you again with this exercise. And I hope you guys find the time to leave feedback on the podcast so that we can develop a a dialogue with each other, right? There has been a new feature added, I'm told, where you can click on any episode that you find of interest and just kind of leave your opinions and your statements about that topic of discussion. We would appreciate it. So goodbye for now, and happy hunting, I should say, or happy exploring, I should say. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.